Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE offers more than just electricity. Their community outreach team collaborates with schools, parents, and students to create engaging learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. James Price is our guest today. He is with the Better Business Bureau. And not only Rutherford County, but you have a pretty vast, I guess, area, don't you, James?
Yeah, I've gone from like 9 counties to like 45 on connecting here in Middle Tennessee with BBB. So doing a whole lot more out there, but still coming to WGNS to tell people about scams and what to look out for.
Well, we're so glad that you do, and your hometown here. So, you know, that helps. Maybe we get a little extra from you being in Rutherford County, huh?
There you go.
Well, I know we're coming up on the big day of love, right?
Yeah, BD Day, Valentine's Day coming up. And, you know, Valentine's Day is one of those holidays where people spend a lot of money in the billions of dollars, probably close to $30 billion a year. So that actually gives scammers the opportunity to kind of tap into it. So today what we want to do is we want to talk about some of the common scams that people might see during Valentine's Day. You know, you want to make sure that the love you have only goes to the love that you want.
Right. And not to someone else's love and lining their pocketbooks, right?
Right. So here's a few scams that we want to look at. One is imposter scams, you know. Consumers always need to be alert for these, you know, from fake jewelry, people selling online, dating sites. They can easily lift photos and promotions off of other sites and that kind of thing and make you think that you're buying from somebody else. So, you know, they use professional graphics and just a lot of different ways where they make you feel like you're dealing with the real thing. So make sure that when you're on a website, you know which ones you're going to. Look, you know, for the lock and the HTTPS. Make sure it's a secure site. You know, we just see these scammers out all the time now, and the more often that we move down that road, the scammers are becoming better acclimated in taking your money.
Yeah.
So some red flags that we have: products that are available at extreme discounts. You know, if you get onto a website, and it's just not for Valentine's Day, but this is anything. If you ever see a product that comes up on a website and it's extremely good deal, it's probably not an extremely good deal for you. They just want your money, and they'll take whatever they can get, and they make you think that you're going to be getting this product.
Yeah. See a lot of that, especially I've noticed, there are some interesting Facebook posts that are out there, and they're, quote, sponsored. But, man, some of those deals are, like, too good to be true.
Yeah. And so the other thing, too, you kind of look at is the seller, how are they requesting you to pay? Is it a cash transfer app or cryptocurrency? Do they want gift cards? Those kind of things. If you're ever going to pay online, I would pay with a credit card that you can actually challenge. That makes it really easy for you to go to your bank. Ironically, everybody gets hit up on that. And I just realized this month that some insurance company out of UK got a hold of my credit card. So I had
really,
yep. So they get the BBB guy too. So, I had to go get a new credit card, and now I got to change all my payments. And I know it's a hassle, but the bottom line here is I would encourage everybody, you know, if you have a bank account, look at your balances every day to make sure that there's something that doesn't pop up on there. But it was pretty easy. I mean, the bank was easily within an hour. They had already credited the money back to my account and, you know, issued me a new card. So it's pretty easy to help do it, but you got to be the one that kind of looks out after it. The other thing you can do is if you're going to be shopping on sites that you know that you are familiar with, like let's just say Amazon, you can always go get an Amazon card and use it. But at least that way you know what you're spending your money on up front, as opposed to people who unsolicit offers and deals to you, and you're going to a website you have no idea what it is.
Yeah, very true. I'm the years that we have talked, you've made me leery to click on any link. So, even if it's in my general email, I look and I mentally think, okay, do I know this person? What kind of attachment could this be? Follow this link. Well, who is it coming from? So.
Yeah. And then, the other red flag we've talked about this all the time, customer service is unreachable. And I've said before, if you're going to go buy something from a website, try to contact customer service before you make the purchase, not after. If you can't get a hold of them before you make a purchase, you're certainly not going to reach them after you make a purchase.
Yeah. Today we are talking with James Price about some of the top Valentine's Day scams, and very, very interesting of those imposter websites. You got anything else for us?
Yeah, so you got romance scams. These are going to be really popular this time of the year. People have experienced a breakup or hardship. It's Valentine's Day coming up, and people are starting, they could get this lonely feeling. And what better time of the year for somebody to kind of look for something, partnership or something, on Valentine's Day? So, and this could be any kind of time of the year, really. But, some of the red flags there are relationship moves really fast. You never meet the person. They ask for money. If you happen to do a web call with somebody, people are going to have to start realizing how much AI can actually fake people out. And I was able to attend a seminar this past month where the author came in, a book of called Giga Trends, and he had given a demonstration of him interviewing himself as an avatar, and then had another avatar that interviewed the both of them together. Well, come to find out, all three people were actually avatars. None of them was actually him,
Interesting.
and you couldn't really tell. So,
And even they even told you up front that that's what they were doing, and you couldn't tell that they were all three
well.
avatars.
At first, he said, "Guess which one's me?"
Ah, yeah.
And at the end, it was like, "Well, none of them were me. They were all avatars."
Wow.
So, you just got to be really careful about that because, you may end up getting a romance scam or some kind of scammer, and they use, like a very attractive person to be the one that communicates with you via Skype or, some other platform, and you're really not talking to that person. That's just an avatar. So, that technology is growing really, really quick. So
Yeah.
just watch out for it. Then we have things like the wrong number scam, respond to text message for somebody, who messages the wrong number. Some of the red flags there are, they're trying to bait you into a conversation and get you chatting. So, red flags is the messages keep coming in. The sender directs you to sign up for a website. They try to get your personal information. Just don't fall for that stuff. If you see something coming in and you don't recognize it, just delete it and get out of the way.
Speaking of phones and text messaging, somewhere along the line here in the last month and a half, I have gotten my number has appeared on someone's list, and I keep getting text, and it's, hey, so and so. It's not even my name, so I know this is, but it's just reoccurring. And I was also getting about 10 or 15 calls a day. And it got so annoying. So there is a little secret button where on your iPhone, because that's what I have, that you can turn off potential scam calls, then send them straight to voicemail. And I think numbers that are not recognized. So that's a good tip, maybe.
Yeah, so yeah, numbers that are not in your contact
Yeah.
list, you can have it so they don't ring. The bad part about some of those is we have businesses out there who, they got their phone number out there, and the customer goes to call them, and that number's not in their contact list, so it's not going to ring on their phone. And so if you're a legitimate caller to a business or somebody and they're not answering their phone, it may be that they don't recognize your phone number, and you really got to leave them a message and say, "Hey, I wanted to buy some of your products or services. I'm looking for, whatever. Please give me a call back." And then you can kind of connect up that way. But I use that on my phone all the time, and I get tons of scam calls.
I bet.
Beware of the fake florist scam, ordering flowers for Valentine's Day. This has always been a big one. This has gone back many, many, many years, where they order from an online florist and they don't get anything, or if they do get something that's nothing like it showed in a photo or what they promised you. Some of the red flags there is the business doesn't have any reviews, or they have bad reviews. You can't find a return policy or satisfaction guarantee, and the deal's too good to be true. One of the things I'll tell our listeners here really quick is, in order for a business to be accredited with BBB, they have to publish a return policy and satisfaction guarantee. And if they don't have one of those, then BBB won't accredit them. On top of the fact that what they do is they do background checks on the business to make sure that whoever owns that business doesn't have some kind of past criminal record, or they don't pay bills and that kind of thing. So, BBB is businesses just can't pay to get in. There's a background check that's done, and we regularly turn people down because we can't validate who they are, or they've had a bad past somewhere. And we want to make consumers and businesses both feel like, the people that they contact through BBB, they can trust.
Yeah, and you mentioned a company or business that doesn't have reviews or has bad reviews. BBB.org is a great place to go look and see, because you've got reviews on there as well. And those are vetted, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing you can do on there is you can go to BBB.org and you can go down to Scam Tracker, and you can see some of the scams that are happening in your area. Or if you get scammed, you can input a scam. "Hey, I was just scammed, and this was the scam that happened up." And you can actually find these right there in your neighborhood. Just you go to BBB.org/scam tracker, and you can see some of the scams that are just happening in your part of the state, country, city, neighborhood.
Yeah, if everybody would do that, that would help out a lot of people, but I bet, James, that scams are one of the most underreported things, because if you get scammed, you feel embarrassed that you got duped,
Absolutely. People feel like, "Well, I don't want to tell the whole world I've been scammed."
Yeah.
And you don't have to give all your personal information on there. You can just, you can get on there and you can say, "Hey, this is the scam that I just experienced."
And that's the good thing about Scam Tracker. You can let people know, and it's in your zip code and what it is, but it doesn't identify you as someone who got scammed. So just encourage people to do that. So, yeah, good stuff.
Absolutely. So yeah, let's just watch out, and not just for Valentine's Day, but after this AI thing's coming up, people have to really, really be careful about how they're communicating with people. And you could be communicating with somebody by electronic media like Zoom, but you're still not dealing with that person. And so a lot of times what you want to think about is, if I'm going to deal with somebody, let's deal with them in person. And of course, if you're going to meet them somewhere, make sure you're meeting them where someplace safe, in public, where you can meet people. People are going to really have to start watching what AI technology can do.
Well, some good information there about Valentine's scams and things of that nature. And James, I appreciate you joining us every other Wednesday. It's always fun to catch up, and always great information from you.
Thanks, Brian. Have an awesome
Absolutely.
day.
You too. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here on the show. And a reminder that if you miss any part of the show, you can check WGNSradio.com, look under podcast, and search for Rutherford Issues. Can't miss it there. And you'll be informed on what's going on right here in our community. Have a great day, everybody.